that I want to mention is the day I moved to Nashville.
One of my friends committed suicide that day.
Like, I moved to Nashville overnight. I decided I was going to move to Nashville, and then I moved there. I packed up my car and left like 3 days later.
And I just didn't know. I feel like when we're in our 20s, we just like think that it's going to, like you were talking about, it's going to look a certain way. We need to have it together. We need to have this. And like, no one really tells you that actually in your 20s, it's like a shit show. Like,
really? It really is.
It's like, this is actually the time where, like, I don't know who I am. I'm pretending that I'm, like, an adult and I'm grown up, but, like, I'm not. I'm still a kid. Like, I'm, you know? Yeah. But when I got to Nashville, I was, like, even more, I just want, like, I was even more just terrified because I was, like, all of a sudden questioning everything and was, like, what? It was just too big for, like, my 21-year-old brain to really like grasp, you know. I think after that I was like, maybe I just don't want to perform live. Like, I was like, I think maybe the stage fright's too bad, maybe this is too much, maybe I can't handle it. Like, all of a sudden I started retreating more into myself and was like, and I would go through phases. It was not like something happened, a conversation happened, and then it was like all downhill from there. It was like I would be like really down for a couple weeks or a month, and then I would come back up and be like, you know what, I'm chasing this thing again. Like, turns out wherever you move, you just take yourself there with you.
Yeah, sometimes the issues follow you.
Yeah, exactly. But I had to move to figure that out, you know. I thought that Colorado was the problem, my family was the problem. So I moved to Nashville, and that's really when things got bad. Like, I was very lonely. I didn't know anyone out there. I, like, retreated into myself. I started using other substances. I was still playing out live, but only if I had, like, help. So, and by this time, I was... like, I wanted to pursue music, but I was so terrified of it. I was drinking more. Things were really, like, picking up. I don't know. And I was far away from my family, so I could, like, hide it, too.
Even with everything that you're dealing with that a lot of your fans didn't see, you were getting a million views on YouTube.
Yeah, and I had a music manager, and I was playing, like, writer's rounds, and I was playing out, and I could put on a good face for... you know, a little bit. And I had some good friends that were with me in that time that knew what was really going on, you know. But I think that, like, that was a lot of pressure. Like, the seeing how well things were doing to me meant, like, now I'm going to have to do something. And I don't know if I could do it. And I don't know if I... And my friends were all moving to L.A. too. Like, all of my music friends were moving to L.A. And I was like... I thank God every day that I did not move to LA, because I think LA would have killed me. Like, I honestly don't think I would have survived that environment.
I think about the time, even like you said, at 21, I'm still at that point was calling my mom for advice on cleaning or cooking or all these different things. Cindy, like said, we're still kind of kid that's still trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I felt like... And I think, like, the drinking and all that also made me feel like I'm like an adult. And, like, adults drink. Yeah, like, it just felt normal to me. It never felt like a problem. And so much later. And I guess, like, that's when people started saying things to me. Like, people started noticing... when we were having some drinks, like, they're like, you respond differently. You know what I mean? They're like, you'll be all fine and fun. And then it's like, the light goes out, like, it's like Katie leaves the building, and then it's like, we don't know. It's like a wild card, you know? We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when people started saying, like, you know, you are flaky. You're unreliable. We can't trust you. You say you're going to do something, and then you don't do it. I bailed on a flight to a big musical commitment. Like, I was going to play a showcase that was going to be a year of paid gigs with my music partner at the time. And I just straight up missed the flight. Like, I just did not go.
Wow. Those are some pretty big things that kind of just happened at that point in time for you.
Yeah, this was all in a year.
Yeah.
This was all in the span of 1 year. And I just, like, retreated and isolated further and further into myself. And I think, like, for the most of that year, like, I barely left my bedroom. Like, my bed. I was just in that.
Hi, guys. If you enjoyed this content and you yourself are struggling with any sort of mental health or any sort of substance use addiction, feel free to reach out to Access Integrated Mental Health or at AXIS.com.